This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, December 4th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, driving while intoxicated. We talk to local officials about an increase in DWI violations. Also, we attend a tasting at 28 Springs in Siloam Springs.
Plus, Fayetteville High School students prepare for the 15th annual homeless vigil, which could face postponement due to inclement weather. We will also have a list of events that have been postponed or canceled due to the approaching winter storm and more.
But first, state finance officials say Arkansas revenue in November came in below expectations this year and did not meet last year's figures. The state's net available general revenue last month totaled $349.7 million. That's just under $1 million less than the same time last year and $8.4 million below forecast. John Shelnut is an economist with the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration. He says November numbers were affected by swings in corporate income taxes.
I don't think this is a good indicator month for any trends. You know, for sales tax, I'm not sure at this point whether we are looking at a weak holiday sales pattern or not. Sales related to the shopping season and Thanksgiving will be recorded in December collections.
He says overall state revenue for this fiscal year is way above forecast, which should help with the lackluster numbers from last month.
We have benefited across the year in terms of high sales in automobiles, and that could turn also. But at this point, we're above forecast by $29 million, so we have a bit of a cushion.
According to the department, the November numbers were affected by swings in corporate income taxes. Gross collections in corporate tax income were $4.2 million below forecast and 41.6% below last year's levels.
The Fayetteville City Council last night approved new height and setback regulations for certain areas in the city. The ordinance, which has been under consideration for the past few months, was passed after being amended to only offer protections to single-family homes adjoining development sites in downtown General and Main Street zoning areas, which are specifically found in the downtown and Walker Park neighborhoods. The amended proposal would only apply to single-family homes being used as single-family residences and wouldn't exclude houses converted to office or for commercial use. The new rules require that new construction, such as commercial, office, parking decks, or mixed-use developments, taller than 24 feet, have a minimum setback of 15 feet from the side or rear of adjacent property. Developments could only go as high as 36 feet before an additional 15-foot setback would be required. Alderwoman Sarah Marsh, who originally proposed the changes to height and setback regulations, says the new form of the ordinance closely resembled its drastic original form.
We had the 15-foot setback in it, and the intention of that was to do something really extreme so that when we came back with something later that everyone would say, oh, that's so much better. Now here we are back at this really extreme language. You know, and my intention with the previous ordinance, you know, with all the amendments, was to find something that was really strategic and context sensitive and not something that was this broad and sweeping. I can't support this, even though there's a lot of good intention in here.
She calls the ordinance a gross distortion of what she had initially intended. Marsh and Alderman Matthew Petty were the only two who voted against the ordinance.
The Fort Smith Board of Directors last night passed an operating budget for the next fiscal year. According to the City Wire, the budget as passed includes expenditures of $47.9 million, while revenue are expected to be $45.7 million. The $2.2 million deficit will be accounted for by carrying over the ending balance for the current fiscal year.
Arkansas home sales continued to grow through the month of October. According to the Arkansas Realtors Association, 2,214 homes were sold during the month, representing a 13.8% increase over October 2012. During the month, Pulaski, Benton, and Washington counties were the top three ranked markets in terms of homes sold, and sales in the top five markets represented 53.2% of the statewide totals, an increase of about 3% over last year. For the year, Benton County has the highest home sales total, with 3,926 units sold, representing a nearly 23% increase over last year. and Washington County, which was ranked third with 2,200 units sold for the year, a year-over-year increase of about 20%.
A University of Arkansas study regarding the impact of school field trips to museums has gone viral. According to the university, researchers Brian Casita, Jay Green, and Dan Bowen, who published a study showing the impacts of field trips to Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, wrote a column on the topic late last month for the New York Times Sunday Review section. The piece, published on November 24th, was the second most emailed piece 7 days after its publication, and it drew more than 32,000 shares on Facebook.
Forecast this evening calls for mostly cloudy skies with overnight lows from 29 in northwest Arkansas to 36 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Thursday, occasional freezing rain and sleet through the day, with temperatures falling to around 27 degrees by late afternoon. Ice accumulations between 1 and 3/10 of an inch are possible. Tomorrow evening, occasional sleet and freezing rain with overnight lows around 19. Wind chills could reach as low as 10 degrees in northwest Arkansas, and lows of 25 in the Arkansas River Valley.